So much for having an easy edit.
Okay, now I have to talk.
Yeah.
Talk the words that I wrote for myself.
Holy crap, I suck at this today.
Hey there, we're back with another episode of Off Bites. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Chris.
If you've listened before, you know the drill. We do a speed round of weird story coverage on these episodes.
That's right, stories we couldn't get to on our longer episodes with Mike.
This week, we've got mean animals, people floating in space,
the tale of a motorcycle daredevil, and Air Bud, apparently.
I'm excited about that one. I used to love Air Bud when I was a kid. So also, we always want to hear our listeners' comments and story ideas. You can send them to me on X, where I'm LaurenBerry91. Our host, Mike Rogers, is at KRLD Mike Rogers. You can also email us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com.
And on X, I'm at Chris C. Blake.
So our first story is something I actually covered last week. My boss sent me this story out of Malaysia about an otter that attacked a woman jogging in the park. It's like her normal jog that she does after she drops off her kid from school. But these otters, actually, I said one otter, but a bunch of otters came out of like a drain and just attacked her, went after her legs. She had to be hospitalized. And I usually think of otters as being really cute. So I was surprised about this, but then I looked into it and this actually happens kind of often. It happens in the US. It's happened in Montana. It's happened in Minnesota. It happened in Canada where a woman was just like floating along, having like a good vacation time, and an otter surprise attacked her out of nowhere. And she got terrible infections in the cuts. So that was super surprising to me. And then it also reminded me of a story I did, believe last year, about these cows. This couple in England, where they were just going on a nice little walk, and these cows trampled them. They killed the husband. The wife was left severely injured. And that actually happens a lot in the UK too. These herds of cows just trample people and really severely hurt them. I think of cows as like sweet and docile, even though they're big. So I was so surprised about these nice animals, or animals I thought were nice, attacking humans. And I had to write about it. And there was actually a recent story in The Guardian out of the UK about another cow attack. So, Chris, you found this story that I wrote and you wanted to talk about it. Why did you want to talk about it?
I think animal and human interaction stories are always good ones for Off Bites. Because I don't know that they necessarily warrant a full episode every time. Like, how many times can we do the same story? But The circumstances of each one are always just slightly different. Like, I think we did a full episode on a moose that walked into a hospital.
We did.
And that was a good
one. Which reminds everybody of, like, the John Mulaney bit about the horse in the hospital.
Yes. But also this one with the jogging was interesting because, actually, I haven't run in, like, a while. But I used to run a lot, and I would always be very wary when I saw an animal out while jogging, because you never know. One time, I'm pretty sure I saw a coyote in a park near my house, and it was like dusk, so it was probably the right time of day for it. I was wearing headphones, so you never really hear. Not that it was moving or making a lot of noise, but I just remember running away, basically looking behind me the entire time. So if there was another jogger on the trail, I would have just like face first into them. But it just stayed where it was and didn't follow me, thank God.
Yeah, I was going to ask what kind of like wildlife you have in Texas, because it might be, we don't have that much in Chicago. Like, there are squirrels, sometimes a fox, but usually not in the city. But some squirrels creep me out. Like, when I'm walking around, so I'm like, I hope that thing doesn't get too close to me.
And in big cities, squirrels don't care at all. They're just like, oh, I live here.
And also, I mean, I think we talked about this before, but rats are gross. I don't want to run into a rat. They usually don't attack humans like this, like the way the otters went after this woman. That's frightening. Did you have any like positive feelings about otters before you read about this? Were you surprised that that was the animal that went all vicious?
I think I was pretty neutral towards otters. I didn't know they were that vicious. I wonder if it was like near where they had baby otters or something. Could that be a,
I think
be a
so.
Factor?
Usually when like animals that don't usually go after humans attack, it's because of some kind of like they're afraid of their babies being hurt. I reported that they said that the otters got into this park, which is like a public park near the water, through a broken fence. So they weren't really supposed to be there. So maybe they had like created a secret kind of home, and like people didn't realize they were getting so close to it, but still scary.
And the otters wanted to make sure it stayed a secret.
How about the cows? You have a lot of cows in Texas, I feel like. No, they're like cattle
I mean,
ranches,
they're not
right?
wild. They're on people's ranches.
Okay, but so you're not usually going on a stroll like accidentally through a cattle ranch to get.
There are some in the suburbs where newer developments are where you can tell it's like those people haven't given in and sold off their land yet. So you'll have like a multi-use complex with apartments and restaurants and office space right next to like a few squared in acres with cows on it.
That's kind of cute.
Well, our next story has to do with humans in space because last week a Russian rocket launched with three people on board, one NASA astronaut and two Russian crewmates. Those join nine astronauts on the International Space Station. So that's 12, but there are also seven other people in space right now, three Chinese astronauts on one of their space stations and four people orbiting on SpaceX Crew Dragon Resilience. That makes 19 people orbiting Earth all at one time. That is the most ever. So, Lauren, do you think we're just headed to a time where there's dozens of people in space at all times?
That would be cool. I personally do not want to go to space even a little bit. It seems very claustrophobic. I read somewhere that on the International Space Station, to use the toilet, you have to like seatbelt yourself onto it or else you fly off the toilet. And like that's very brave of all the people up there.
Very trusting of the person strapping themselves in, too, because you have to hope that they didn't take any
Yeah.
missteps.
Exactly. Like, that's a lot of trust they have in each other. I'm just like not that trusting of stuff.
I also saw that, was it the first civilian to spacewalk? Did that just happen this week also?
I have to look that up. The story that I've been following in space is the two astronauts that are like stranded up there. They were supposed to be just gone for like a week or two, the Boeing Starliner mission, and then that aircraft, or not aircraft, but spacecraft has issues with it. It came home on September 7th, and the astronauts are still in space. They're not expected to come home from the space station until early next year. It's so scary. It freaks me out.
It kind of blows my mind too. I know it's not like catching the next flight if you're stranded at an airport, but I also feel like we're technologically advanced enough that it shouldn't take like 6 extra months to get them down.
Yeah, but you know, it is outer space. It kind of makes sense. It's expensive. It's kind of lucky that those Elon Musk like SpaceX flights are always going up there because that's how they're hitching a ride on a SpaceX like capsule to get back. So they're just like loafing. I don't know. They're not loafing. They're probably doing important astronaut work, but like it would be so weird to like overstay the party by months on the International Space Station. Like, yeah, we're still gonna crash on your couch, guys. Hey.
It would be so boring to be up there for that long.
Oh, they seem okay with it though. I wonder if they, like all the astronauts, are happy that there are so many people, like if it's better, if it's more exciting to have more people to talk to or whatever.
Do you think it gets clicky?
I wonder, is there enough people for it to get clicky? I guess, yeah. There's
Mean,
like
with
two dozen.
12?
12? Yeah, you could have some clicks, some mean girl action going
Yeah.
on. Do you think that it's like separated by nation? Do you think they get like
I doubt it. You mean space-wise or click-wise?
clickwise?
Oh, maybe. Especially, there's also the language barrier, too.
That's true. Man, I would be so freaked out to be stuck up there.
I know. If any little thing goes wrong, that's it.
Did you ever watch the Xenon movies?
They have a whole world up there. I don't think it's that fun.
Yeah, I don't think it's that fun. I don't think they have like rock concerts on the International Space Station. Maybe I'm wrong though. They have enough people there for a band now.
Someday Elon Musk or Richard Branson or somebody is going to try to do something like that, right? Like send a
Oh,
band into space.
absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder what band they would pick.
It's got to be someone pretty young.
Yeah. Maybe be like Kanye. I feel like Elon and Kanye are
I
friends.
was going to say, this is also just because I'm a huge fan, but it could also be Blink-182 because Tom is obsessed with UFOs.
Blink-182 in space would be sick. I hope they live stream it when it happens.
Travis wouldn't even need anything to make his drum set go upside down.
I can't wait for it. Do you think the Kardashians would go with them? Kardashians in space.
Probably. I mean, gotta stay relevant somehow.
Okay, Chris, you found this next one. It's about a 29-year-old man in Denmark who faced 86 preliminary charges for driving at high speed on motorcycles. And I was interested in this because this summer I have seen so many motorcycle people in my neighborhood. I've seen like two giant motorcycle parties outside of restaurants that I live near. I haven't really seen that before. So my motorcycles have been on my mind. I don't know how to drive one. They seem a little bit scary, but they also seem really fun. Like I'm not opposed to learning how to ride a motorcycle at some point in my life. But I don't think I would be doing the type of tricks that this guy has been doing. It says here in this Associated Press article that he was detained in May for riding the motorcycle with no license plates and without having a valid permit. They also found a video camera mounted on his helmet. So he was like recording as he was driving on the rear wheel at a high speed. So I guess that like he's got it like reared up like it's a horse. And police said that led him to facing 25 of the charges. However, he hasn't been identified. I want to like look this guy up. Maybe it's because he is filming videos. I don't know if he's putting them on social media, but maybe they don't want him to get attention for these antics. It says incriminating videos also led to 38 more charges, and one of those is for him speeding 100% over the speed limit. So yeah, this is super interesting, I feel like, and I think it kind of connects to a story that we're going to be doing soon about tourists doing dangerous stuff for selfies or illegal stuff to get footage and go viral online. It seems a little bit tied into that. Chris, why were you interested in this story?
Just because of the stupidity of it, getting caught because you filmed the crime yourself and then you got
Yeah.
charged for it.
It fits in with our dumb crimes episode as well.
And I know people like to do car stunts and they film like street races and post stuff all over the place, but I get that it's cool like within that culture, but if the cops can identify who's in the videos, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah. I feel like riding a motorcycle just like normally is scary enough. Like there's so many ways that that can go wrong, even if you're abiding by the laws, that you don't need to be doing it crazy. That's just my take.
So many people that ride them are bad drivers. They go in between cars in traffic, weave in and
That's
out.
true.
And I feel like you see so many people without like long sleeves on. I think I see most
Yeah.
people with helmets, but there's so many people that are just in like shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like,
I
I
see that
realize
a
it's
lot.
hot, but I don't know.
I think we've talked about this before, but it's like becoming more and more prevalent in my neighborhood. Not motorcycles, but these little scooters that people can get, like, I think through Uber and Lyft, and they can just like scooter around. Do you have those in Texas?
Oh, like Bird scooters or Lime scooters, or those
Yes.
are a couple of the brands.
Yeah, Lime scooters, I think, are really popular. I was in this part of Chicago where the street is like really big. It's like almost like wide, like a highway. And there were like a bunch of teenagers on those, like just like going, like playing on the street like it was a parking lot. And I was like, oh my God, this freaks me out so hard. But people on those too don't obey. Like they like to drive in the street with them, but they don't act like cars. They just like go in between everybody. And it's a little bit of a menace, a little bit.
This is how you know we're getting old.
I want people to have fun. Like there is a person at the McDonald's by my house that like just plays in on one of those in the parking lot. That's great. Have fun. Don't get hit by cars,
Our last story is more just fun than super weird. It's about a sports playing dog in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, on the beaches there. They play a game called foot volley, which is a combination of soccer and beach volleyball. And from the photos, it looks like the object of the game is to kick the ball over the net instead of using your hands. And the subject of this story is a 3-year-old border collie named Floki, who gets into games with other beachgoers. and hits the ball over the net with his mouth instead of his feet. He's become something of an internet sensation in Brazil, and he has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram and TikTok. It says his owner is a foot volley coach, but says he didn't plan to have Floki become a viral superstar. Lauren, if you were on the beach and you saw Floki playing foot volley, would you jump into the match?
You know, I'm not really sporty, and in most situations I would say no, but I would want to see this dog up close because it's so cute. So I think yes.
If you're listening and you want to see it, the dog's name is, it's spelled Floki, if you want to
He's
look it up.
so cute. He's like, it looks like maybe like a one of those cattle dogs, like a herding dog. He's so cute. And I kind of like the idea of soccer volleyball. I've never heard of that before, but it sounds fun.
I've played sand volleyball a handful of times. I used to play a lot when I was younger, but recently not very often. It's hard
Yeah.
enough to do it with your hands, much less with your feet.
Wait, yeah, I mean, like the idea of just like kicking a ball over the net seems fun, but you have to catch it with your feet. That's hard.
I believe so. I think it's like
Wow.
volleyball, just with your feet.
I would like, I don't know if I'd want to play that. I would definitely want to watch it.
You're like, can I just play regular volleyball while the rest of you use your feet?
I'm terrible at regular volleyball. Like, I have definitely hit the volleyball into someone. Like, I was terrible playing volleyball when I was in PE class when I was younger. Dangerous.
Any animal that plays a sport is okay with me.
I agree. And I actually, maybe we should do a full episode about animals that play sports. I want to know more about that. If any of our listeners have a sport playing animal and want to talk to us about how they managed that, please contact us. We want to know all about it. And especially, we want pictures and video. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of Off Bites. Remember to send us pictures of your sports playing pets and stay tuned for our upcoming episode about dangerous selfies. Chris, anything to add?
I think you covered it.
Awesome!